Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello. Good evening, everybody. This is Lowdown Radio, and I'm your host, Skip, tonight. And tonight's topic and subject will be on interest rates and why they're so high. And I was just wondering that this could be a program that everybody should listen to, because everybody should get an understanding about how their money is being circulated and juggled by all these big entities. And as they go through their dry machine, this is what you're left with. So basically, I want to talk about that subject tonight, you all, because I think it's really important that we should have a little bit more economic savvy instead of just spending, spending, spending. Because sometimes when you work, whether you work hard or whether you work smart, a lot of times it's no real understanding and adjust to what they're doing. It's almost like monopoly, you know. Or maybe a lot of us sometimes wind up becoming a magician, taking nothing and trying to make something out of it. But at any level, you got to understand where is it going, what is it doing, and what you can do with it. So I was just wondering how within a year that we had like 3 to maybe 4 interest increases on interest of money. And I want to go back to where it all came from, or at least the start of it, because, you know, all the circulating and all this stuff doing, and by the time all this stuff lands, it's not so much that we can get from it, or a lot of people can have it. So I was just wondering, when the process of how money is really circulated and founded, it's almost like going back to school and studying, because school don't teach you this. You know, they teach you as much as they want you to do as far as making the money and functioning with it, but at the same time, you know, they never give us specific details and stuff like that as far as understanding, learning it, and doing something with it. So I was just wondering, I did my little homework, and I found out that most of the time that interest rates are raised is in response to the economy activity. Raising rates when the economy is strong, overly strong, and lowering rates. Interest level are a factor in the supply and demand of credit. An increase in the demand for money or credit will raise interest rates. The Fed interest rates too slow down the amount of money circulating through the economy and drive down agitated demand. So all of this that I read and did a little homework on, it's kind of crazy, because it's like every time interest rates go up for the average working person, how does that affect us? Well, interest rate high increase the return on savings. They also make the cost of borrowing more expensive. High interest rates help to slow down prices raised, which is inflation. That's because they reduce how much of the spending across the country. So I was just wondering that with all this juggling and flipping, how does it affect the well, I'm not going to say poor, but the people that's trying to make it. So they said that the Fed's reportedly raised the rates this year in an effort to bring down the rampant inflation that has reached its peak and 40 years highs, meaning that they want to slow it down because we haven't had this much rate increase in 40 years. Well, all I'm wondering is this. If they make it harder, all the advantage they got is for you and your savings, which you still got to pay taxes on if there is a savings increase through higher interest rates. It's like they're telling so many words. They're telling you everything, but not showing you anything. Because it's still it's to their advantage, unless you got a bunch of money hidden up under your mattress. But other than that, it's like, really, I can't get the gist of it. I don't know about you all, but it really doesn't make any sense, because who does it really benefit? You know, what? They take your money, give you 5% on it, and let them hold it and keep it in the bank. And they turn around, the money that you give them, they borrow it out, they lend it out, at least at 16 to 18%. And if inflation goes up, yeah, they give you a few more crumbs and some pennies, but now, for every dollar, they're going to try to make their money, the way that they make their money is by anywhere between 20 to 22% interest on the dollar that they lend out, which they don't have nothing to lend. They just take your money and circulate. So I never understood that concept. That's why a lot of times certain people don't have savings accounts because of this. Because in the end, is it really worth all of that circulating? I'm just wondering. I'm asking the question because I like to know, because I'm at a certain age right now. Mostly all my money has to be counted for, because, you know, I can't be on a spending spree. Because as I get older, as you get older, we're going to find out that we basically have to sit down and measure our money. And this is even before we get to what do they call that? A fixed income that you have to live off of until the rest of your life until you die. Because when you think about it, will it ever be enough? You know, after you retire, you're supposed to get a pension. And God forbid, you got to go through a divorce and half 40% of that is gone. Then you get your little Social Security, which that the Republicans are talking about doing away with by 2034. You know, I mean, what other options do you have if you're going to live the way that they want you to live? Because out of all the years that you worked and circulated money in the system, I don't think it's going to be enough for what they're going to give you back in return. So I was just wondering. That's why I'm trying to get the real understanding of it, so I can have a little bit information and to be aware, to be wise at what they're really doing, so I won't be coming up short. I have to go to the food giveaway every week. So I was just wondering, because to me it seems like it's just like a big game of Monopoly, you know, but it's the real world Monopoly. It's not the little game where, you know, the bank always win, which in reality the bank always do win. Unless you got investments in railroad, utilities, electricities, and all that. But other than that, it's like being just a working person, it's just enough to keep you coming back. You might as well do drugs, you know, because in reality, that's all it basically is. Because in return, I mean, I don't see nobody really, really sitting back and relaxing like they should after going through all this for so many years. That's why I had to ask, and I was wondering, that's all. For real. Because, you know, as the old, excuse me, as the old saying used to go, if it don't make dollars, it don't make sense. Well, I think, to be honest with you, that's what we're looking at, because I can't understand it. You know, you talk to all the people with the degrees and masters and economic professors and major people, you know, most of all this stuff is out of speculation. There's nothing concrete and true with it. They're just trying to find a way to juggle. So, you know, I mean, I've always felt that to be aware is to be wise. So I'm trying to figure it out. I just hope it don't take that long. I have enough time in my life to really get it to where I can understand and see where things are going, especially with your money, because that's what you're really working for, and that's what you don't know. You have to get an understanding of how to circulate. So that's basically what the topic of the show tonight is, because like I said, when you work at certain places, man, if you don't watch it, most of your money is gone before you see it anyway. And that's why it's very important to understand all the way down to the fine detail, to know where your money is, what it's doing, where it's going. Because if not, hey, somebody else is sending their kids to college, or got the mistress in the penthouse, or the brand new Cadillac outside, without them working like you did for it. But they just there, you know. They have nothing to bring to the table, and they're just sitting off the blood, sweat, and tears of your work and being successful at it. You know, because that brings a lot to mind, you know, such as people like stockbrokers and investment bankers and high-yield companies and stuff like that. I mean, it was always curious to me how did they get in the position that they got in there when they don't manufacture nothing, they don't build anything, they don't even sell nothing, man. All they're doing is just watching your money, let it do what it do, then they get big returns on it, which is called a commission. So when they're juggling and circulating your money, they're making money off of your money and not doing nothing but just, hey, flip it. That's it. So I'm just trying to get the real understanding. Because as time goes on, we're all going to have to be a lot more acute and aware of what the whole structure of this corporate and economic system is. Because without it, we will forever be just spending. You don't have the concept of not trying to put everything the way that you make, but having an idea of where you want to see what your money doing besides in somebody else's pocket. So that's basically all that I'm trying to relate and understand. You know, I'm trying to let the people out there get an understanding too. Because, man, it's just crazy. Really it is. So I'm just trying to figure it out. You know, and at the same time, I would hope and would pray that this is what everybody could pay attention to, so then we won't have to be 85% following, 10% running, and 5% know what's going on. Because, man, it's I don't know. It's very complicated, but at the same time, I mean, it could be understood and it could be learned. So it can work to our advantage. So basically, that's it. Other than that, I mean, I'd like to get some callers to tell me your thoughts so I can get a clear understanding about the whole scenario. Because when you think about it, they do all this stuff, but it's only a handful of people that are successful going through these economic changes and all these high interest rates. Because what they're saying, the only good thing about interest rates being risen is if you save it. Okay. Well, I mean, how much you plan on saving? That's the key. Because I think it is. If it's going to be high interest rates and they give a saver a few crumbs, but yet they're taking your money and borrowing it out at a high interest rate to slow inflation down, I guess some people think, well, why don't government just print more money? Well, if you do that, the value of the money won't be nothing because you got a big abundance and a surplus of it. Because I feel in my heart today, right now, the dollar bill is only really worth about 38 cents when you think about it. Because the pilots is getting smaller and smaller as the years go on. And then they want to tack on interest rates. That makes it even more smaller. So I was just wondering. I mean, I'll tell you something as far as counting how I go. Because I'm old world, not old school. I've been out of school 40 years ago. But at the same time, if all else fails, I still got 10 toes and 10 fingers. And if I have to, I will count. It's like measuring 10 times before I cut once. So then I know where I'm at, you know. Because I tell you something that's really, 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 really kind of detrimental to the purpose of my life is that I never believe in just spinning. Because someday you're going to need an umbrella for when it rains, it's going to pour. So you're going to need something to keep you out the rain. You know, I just try to be a little bit more conscious with my money. Instead of getting what I want, you know, I want to say at least over 89 to 90% of the time, I'm thinking it's about what I need, not what I want. You know, and you know, just trying to dot all the I's and cross the T's and prepare yourself for when times and the wind change, so you won't be sitting up after confiding on other people to take care of your best interests and your welfare. Because when you get to a certain age, you know, you have to really understand that that's what it's all about. You know, so that's the state of mind I'm in. Because I tell you something, I don't know about the new modern age, but if anything should happen to me, please, God, don't take me serious. You know, but if anything happened to me, I don't want nobody putting no PayPal up, to be honest with you. You know, I don't want nobody, you know, passing their hat around with a cigar. You know, I'm trying to just make preparations for when that time comes. I can just, you know, go off into the sunset. And to me, the only way that I feel that way is if, you know, you made preparation for that. You know, some say it's hard, but hey, to prepare the plan is not the plan to fail. And that's basically what I think about most of the time, man. Because that, by that, being responsible for your end as well as you living, meaning that you live, you just didn't exist. Because I never want to put that on nobody else when I've been doing all this time, you know, and trying to make it happen. It's just like if I sold $1 million worth of drugs and I get caught, I got to spend that half to get out of jail, but I have nothing to show for all that money I have, you know, just to keep doing the same repetitious thing. I mean, I don't care if it's not having a candy store. I don't care, but you do something with whatever you make instead of just spending it. Because now, like I said, you might as well be on drugs because you're just doing enough to just keep coming back. Everything is always secure as long as you have that job. But, you know, it's too much room for error. And that's why my whole concept is basically about just like playing baseball, getting one in cover. Because I know about you all, it sure feels better when, you know, you got your needs taken care of, you know. Then we can get out here and do whatever we want to do. We can make some moves and some positive changes. But it has to start from within, because I understand a lot of us ain't really never had anything. But at the same time, I mean, you have to prepare everybody individually, you know, for your final days. But that's the only thing that we all got in common. No matter what color you are, what breed, or what species, we're all going to close our eyes for the last time. So there's two things that's a priority of the must. Making preparations spiritually and making preparations for when it's time to go. So it won't be no hesitation. You know, and that's basically it. Because without it, man, please. It's not about embarrassment. It's about that, man, you did all this and didn't make no preparation. You know? Because I'm going to tell you something. Even the county that got cheap, ain't no more pot of steel. You can forget about that. They put you in a box. Don't nobody come claim you. I guess they're going to cremate you, take you to the crematorium. Whatever the case may be, it's like when you really do what you're supposed to do in life and embrace it, hey, you have your own thing checked off. You don't have to wait for nobody. And if you don't understand the way how these economics go and these interest rates and all this crazy stuff, man, it's just going to be, you know, what I call the stanky man in the elevator. We know he stinks, but ain't nobody going to say nothing to him. We just go watch the floor go up and down all day with him in it. So basically that's the understanding and awareness. So that's basically it. You know, other than that, hey, we're just trying to get some understanding, trying to get along. So that's what I was talking about tonight's show, because I would like for it to be very informative so we can have a cool idea about where our money going and how it's circulated and what we're going to get from it and what we're going to do with it. Because I never understood that. I never understood when they used to say that, I'll pay it off. Then they raised interest rates. I didn't know that's for some people that's got a lot of money to make some money now. Because now they don't have to shake you down and try to sell you nothing. They got enough money, man, they can take their money. And if they lend it out to somebody, they can get more than what it would take for you to sell something to them. Or for them to say, excuse me, sell you anything. So that seems like that's one of the best hooks there is. You can make money without doing anything. So that's what I'm trying to understand. Because don't bite my head off, y'all. And I hate to say it, but when Donald Trump was in the office, man, don't y'all remember how he kept the interest rates almost 3%? I'm not hoisting no flag for him. I'm not his poster boy, but only dealing proof and truth. He kept the interest rates low. Well, whatever you want to buy, even the lending rates low. So whatever you decide that you want to buy, he kept it good enough on a level playing field for everybody to afford it. But now, I don't know what happened with these Democrats. I don't know, but they've just been spending recklessly, raising interest rates, you know, and just not caring about tomorrow. So that's why to be aware is to be wise. Because I tell you something, man, I never seen in my life, well, they said 40 years ago, maybe I wasn't working too heavy to keep some circulated as far as money and some wealth, but I've never seen them people raise the interest rates at least 3 times within a year. You know, maybe 1 time, but no, man, no, something ain't right with this picture. Because everything that shot up and went high. I didn't know a gallon of milk was $4. Seriously. A head of lettuce, almost $2.50. Well, lettuce used to be only 69, 70 cents a couple of years ago. So it's kind of strange and it's kind of weird. That's why I just want to just be on it so I can make sure that I won't be making the wrong move. Because how do you find time to really enjoy yourself when gas, I hate to say it again, the Trump plan, gas wasn't over $3.50. Now look at it. We can breathe if we keep it under $3.79. Hell, if we do 3.25, we can jump for joy and dance for joy. You know, I haven't never been in nothing like this, man. So I'm just trying to figure it out. With you all help, maybe we can put two heads together and find out some type of solution it is. Or just stick a big old, make a big old hole in your mattress and just keep your money in there. Because, man, it's crazy. It's really crazy. So I'm just trying to figure it out. That's it. So we can get some clear understanding. I'll tell you something. I'm not a spring chicken anymore, so I really have to make preparation, like within the next couple of years, because I can't see the main reality about this life, man. I ain't gonna never be ahead. I'm just trying to stay on top. That's it, checks and balances. So I can be accountable for what I do and what I get, and hey, you know, I'm not making no problems. I'm just passing through, you know? And that's for real. And in a word to the great Frank DeFord, sports announcer, it's like I'm a black man in Green Bay. I don't play with the Packers. I'm just passing through. You know, that's basically it, even economically. So I'm just trying to figure it out, see what was wrong with it. So, you know, maybe if I could be lucky tonight, I could try a call. I'm going to try a caller right now. So just hang in there. You can give me your thoughts and your comments about tonight's subject, because I think that's of importance. So let's try a caller right now. Hello, caller.
Hello?
Yes, hello. How you doing?
Hello, Skip. What's going on, man? It's Willis, man. What's happening, brother?
Hey, Willis, how you feeling, man?
Oh, man, I'm good, man. I said I'm going to hit you before I lay it down, man. I got a date with a, you know what, in the morning, so.
Oh, okay.
Hey,
man.
Hey, I just want to say.
Calling in. Huh? No, thanks for calling in, bro. I appreciate it.
Oh, man, no problem, brother. Like I said, you know, if whatever I can do, bro, you know what I'm saying? Like, hey, man, I'm a man of my word. I just want to say, brother, you have hit on some good points. And hey, man, if somebody come for your head about that Trump stuff, man, tell them to look at the facts, don't get emotional. Look at,
right.
You know, check it out first, you know what I'm saying? Before you cut chop somebody's head off, always check the facts. Because if you chop somebody's head off and now it's too late, and then you check the facts later, then you're going to be, oh, man, you know, I shouldn't even did that. But now that's
yep.
Shame on you, you know what I'm saying? But,
right.
but you touched on something else before, though. It ain't, to me, it's who getting the job done, man. I don't care if they red, black, green, Indian, yellow. You know, whatever, they could be from Mars, bro. If they're getting the job done, they're getting the
right.
job done.
Right,
and,
right.
And
but
that's all you can go by, man.
Yeah, but you know, I hate to say it, Willis, when it comes to us, we can let, it's only three courts in life, right? It's the civil
mm-hmm.
and the criminal. But the third court, we got bad as a people because we got the court of public opinion, and that makes and breaks a lot of us. You know what I'm saying? I mean, we stepped into letting people besmirch our name and besmirch what we're all about over the fact that, damn, you know, the proof is in the pudding. You know, I'm not a Trump lover, but I'll tell you something. You know, I felt a little bit more confident spending my money when he was in, bro, because, hey, then by him making the SBA give up all the millions to us poor people with these PLP loans and these grants, man. We didn't have to wait through Congress and none of that stupid stuff. When Nancy Pelosi and them, remember when Bush was in, we're going to give every American a stimulus, $900 a family. Wow, man. So, you know, I'm just saying, be a money guy. He know what the circulation is, you know, how they circulate this money and try to keep it. Believe it or not, he let out too many secrets that they have because they want to keep us in the dark for a long time about this interest rate and these economic plans that they got for us, man. So I don't trip on him. I thank him because at least he tipped me off. You know what I'm saying? That's for real.
Ain't nothing wrong with a hands up, man. All you can do if you're looking at it the right way is respect that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, man.
Anybody who pulled my coattail and say, hey, man, look, Willis, yada, 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 yada. I'm like, oh, okay, man. I ain't even know that, you know what I'm saying? You know, thanks
really?
A lot. You know, I don't care who it came from, you know.
Right, because remember, man, the key, I don't know, for me, I can't speak for everybody, but the key
okay.
is this. You know, information is priceless more than money. And if you can
Absolutely.
Tell me not to go down, yeah, if you can instruct me not to go down this hole, right?
Right.
I'm going to listen to you and be reactive. I'm going to do something about it. But, hey, man, just don't keep me distracted with the stuff you're doing. And then later on down the road, I'm going to either have to pay for it on my grandkids. Because, you know, we can party up and
exactly.
stuff tomorrow. But it's always the same. Willis, you got to understand, it's always the same. If you want to cross the bridge, you're going to have to pay the toll. And if
Absolutely.
We keep it up at the rate we're going, the only ones that's going to be crossing that toll bridge is the ones that got it already. Because if you're trying to get it, you better find some ins and outs, man. When you do get it, you know what to do with it. That's all I'm saying. You know?
Hey,
that's
very true.
Well, I mean, I don't know, bro. Like I said, we're in the latter years, Willis. So, you know.
You know what I'm saying?
Man.
Hey, I'm on board with you talking about you. I ain't no spring chicken myself. So I got to make my best move. You know what I'm saying? I must.
Right.
You know, I ain't got no time for, I have no room for error, put like that. No room for error.
Right, right. And like I said, man, I mean, you got to be on point with the financial economic decisions that you make. Because I'm going to tell you something, man. You know, a lot of, I told you this when we was rapping, man. A lot of my guys that I grew up with, man, they was on TV. Beautiful style fleets. All that. But without the education and the knowledge of getting that money that they had when they was in the mix, now they're civil service members. You know, janitors at the county jail. You know, post office workers, UPS workers. Now all they got to, all they had on is civil service, which ain't nothing wrong with that. Don't get me wrong. I mean, I love whatever this through a person through the night. As long as they ain't got to take nothing from nobody or steal nothing from nobody, I'm cool with that. Yep. But the thing is, you know, you got to make some preparation for yourself because this is a vicious jungle out here, man. It ain't all a hand pat on the back and all that, but once the ball stop bouncing, where are you going to be? You know?
Exactly. I know exactly what you're saying, bro. I know exactly what you're saying.
Because my only dream, man, when I was a kid in third grade, you know, I was daydreaming out the window one day and the teacher came by and took that tape ruler, whacked me on my hand. Hey, what you doing? What you doing? I said, hey, nothing. I'm just using my imagination. I always thought that when I got to a certain age, and I would look at my father and I said, man, for a guy that didn't have no education and just hustled his whole life, man, and made it possible for me to breathe. You know, I looked at him when he used to sit down on Sunday nights, sitting in his recliner with the Tribune newspaper, not the stupid Times, and, you know, reading on a Sunday night after dinner. Then when he'd go in his room and go to bed, he wouldn't even watch TV. All he'd do was listen to news radio. And I said, damn, that's what it's all about when you get older. That's what I thought, man. I really felt that way, where he didn't bother nobody nothing. The only time you see him come out that room with the radio on, when he got to use the bathroom. So that means, you know, it's not like a space shuttle, but I thought then when I was a kid that the mission was accomplished. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah, so that's how I patterned it. I was looking forward to doing that in my life as well, man. But, you know, things happen, and at the same time, you know, hey, whatever you do or whatever you want to, just bounce back. That's all I could say. I have faith in God first because he don't only want to know where the destiny is at. So at the same time, just keep making your moves to a point that you won't be sitting around twiddling your thumb and not making nothing happen, man. Because I tell you something, you know, like they said, out of mind is a waste of time. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
You're definitely right about that. Definitely right about that.
Yeah. Well, so, hey, that's all good, man. I want to thank you for calling tonight with us, man, because
hey,
I'm
man,
learning a lot
of things. Hey, this ain't going to be my last time calling in. All right, my brother, this is going to be my last time.
Okay, I appreciate that a lot, man. I really do, because you know what? It enlightens me to know that everybody else that got enlightened about what I'm talking about, man, instead of just running your mouth, you know what I'm saying? Because remember, when we talk about interest rates and percentage, you know where we work at, man. Over 40% of our money is gone before we see it, right? So we're literally paying to work there.
Right,
so
right.
We are literally paying to work there, but, you know, like I said, when you recruit people from Englewood, Roseland, Lawndale, Humble Park, back in the arts, this is what you hear. What are you laughing at, honey? What are you laughing at? What is that, funny, man? I feel like crying. You know, one of your coworkers go trip with me and go sound like Keith Hill because that's his buddy, right?
Right.
And I explain it to him. I say, let me tell you something, man. He got mad at me, man. I say, look, man, let me tell you something. Because he said, well, you still going to be here. I said, well, I tell you what, if I was a whore in a whorehouse and I seen that pimp in that room raping that 12-year-old girl, I think I would have some balls to take a straight razor and cut his throat. Because I'm going to tell you something. I don't want that 12-year-old girl to have that scar like I got. But when she get older, she leave that down to her kids and her grandkids and everybody else. I say, I don't want to be the best woman in the whole house. And he got mad. He got mad. I said, that's me. I ain't come from that page. And he got mad. I was like, man, I don't care about your feelings. It's the truth, man. You know, you still here. I said, you are too. But at the same level, bro, like I said, I believe in fair game, man, level the playing field. That's all. You know, you can never say you beat me when you had you can never say you beat me in a 50-yard dash when you had a half a blockhead star, bro. That's all I'm saying.
That's
all.
Fair.
Level
that
the playing field.
That ain't fair. You know, get me now. If you get me and it's fair, so be it. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You won, but you know, don't act like it's even. And you're not playing. You're not playing. You know, you got more balls in the basket than I do. You know what I'm saying?
Right. So, and yeah, he comes around there smiling like he, you know, reinvented the wheel, and they kissing his ring finger. Like he found the cure for cancer, but yet behind his back, while he in that garage, you see how messed up them runs are, right?
I work them all. I work all of them. All of them.
Wow, bro. I mean, to be a priest, a psychiatrist, and all that out there, when you're out there in that field with them people out there, man, that public, is it worth all this? And you paying to work there?
Nope.
Is it really worth it?
Nope.
So let me get
this right. We don't get paid enough. I put it like that. We ain't paid enough for what we go through. No.
Well, that's why you wasn't. That's why you wasn't considered an essential worker, because they would have had to give you nothing less than $5,000 tax free. Think about it. They crammed you out. So, you know, like I said, everybody got on a fake mask when it comes to him. I know he don't like me personally. I don't like him. Just stay away from me. I won't say nothing to you. Don't say nothing to me. But at the same time, I don't need your fake. I understand, but I don't need your fake coworkers piggybacking off of what I said because they're too scared to say it. You know what I'm saying?
Yep, that's it.
So, yeah, Willis. Well, it was nice rapping with you, man. I'm gonna try another caller. Hey,
I
enjoy
brother, you as well. I'm gonna lay it down, bro. I will be talking with you, all right, brother.
Okay, we're doing. Thanks again, man. I appreciate it.
All right, my brother. You're welcome, man. Take care, bro.
Okay. You too. Bye bye. Okay, we're gonna try another caller tonight, y'all. We're going to try another caller. So let me press my luck. Okay. Hello, caller. You're on the air. Hello.
Hello.
Hello? Yeah.
Hi,
hey,
how
you doing? All right.
Okay,
hey. All right. Spice of life. Wow.
Okay, I came in on a radio show late, so I don't know what your topic is. It whores or what?
No, the topic tonight is about interest rates and why they're rising so much and how does that affect us working people, you know, because like I was saying in the just in the beginning of it, it was that I couldn't understand that we had, how many interest rates have we been had from last year ago that was risen? About three of them?
Three of them, yeah.
Yeah, and what I was trying to understand, they said that is to slow down inflation, right? But
yes, it was.
Go ahead.
No, I'm listening.
Yeah, but I was trying to understand who are the ones that profit off of it, because I just did my homework and they said that high interest rate, the only people benefit from it is the people that's and savings, you know, but eventually, mostly working people that do have savings, right? And if you do get,
yes,
a few dollars back from interest rates, you still have to pay on that in taxes, don't you?
Yes, you do.
So I don't know. Maybe I'm just crazy, but it seemed like a game of Monopoly to me. If you don't have a lot of money to where you can see some type of benefit or profit from that, because remember, that's why myself, I don't really have savings. I never understood the concept that you want me to let you save my money as much as I ever get from you all is maybe 6% if I'm lucky, right?
Right.
So you take my money, go out, pay it to a big credit institution or a financial institution, and they double it up and make a profit. Because they're going to lend my money that I gave you. You only give me 6%, but they're going to lend it out at nothing less than 20. So I don't see too good in that picture. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Let me tell you something. I'm slow to this topic that you're doing. I thought it was going to be the good one. I thought we were going to talk about horse because I heard horse when I came in. So I'm going to let you go to your next caller. And I'm just going to listen. I'm going to sit this one out and not listen.
Well, hey, well, I thank you for calling and listening. You know, I mean,
okay,
this
was
a lot.
Okay,
that's
no problem, but I'm still sitting here and listening. Okay.
Okay. Well, thank you.
All right. You're welcome.
Oh, okay. All right. We'll try another caller. Let's try this caller. Hello, caller. You're live. Hello. 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 Oh, okay. Well, must have lost that caller. Well, I don't have too many other callers left, but that's okay. But to the sister who just called in a second ago, you know, I was just trying to elaborate on the fact that, you know, certain things that are important. You know, hello? Caller? Caller?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I just wanted to let you know.
Hold on,
yeah.
Somebody trying to get on, okay? Okay, you hold on. I'm trying to help them get on.
Okay, good enough. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but yeah, you know, for the ones that didn't understand the gist of it, is that, you know, that kind of hits the whole, the subject tonight, because, you know, I'm tired of stuff just being, I don't know, pay, up, and then we walk away with nothing, man. So I was just trying to, you know, enlighten everybody on the fact that we need to be a little bit more conscious and aware of what's going on, especially with our money, you know. But I see... Right now, I have another caller right now. So let's see what this caller has to say. Hello, caller. You're live. You're live tonight. Hello. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Yes. How you doing?
Good evening. Yes, I'm just chiming in, trying to ascertain what the show is about.
Oh. The show tonight is about how the feds raise the interest rates 3 times within a year. And as the working person such as myself, I just wanted to enlighten everybody where this money going and what they're doing with it. And we need to be a little bit more conscious and aware. Because from what I told and what I was told in the homework that I've done, it's kind of crazy. They said they lift the interest rates to stop inflation. But when it trickles down to the working people, only thing I get is high gas prices, food prices, services high, everything else. I don't see where, you know, the light of day when you do that. You know what I mean? Because, like I just explained earlier, they said that the only people that make really do good when it's high interest rates is when you got savings. But you still have to pay taxes on that savings if they did give you. So I don't know. I mean, it's like you're telling me everything but not showing me anything, because the effects of it is really hitting me close to home. And that's what the topic is about tonight, because, man, to be aware is to be wise. Or maybe, like I said before in the beginning of the show, maybe we just need to just cut a big hole in our mattress and put as much as weight as we can, because, man, it's crazy, man. It's like a spender's frenzy. And, hey, like I said before, I'm not young, so I got to really start being aware and make the preparation for later on if I'm going to still be around. You know, that's basically it. Because not at the end of the day, when it's all said and done, I just want to know that I lived here, man. I just didn't exist. And with all this stuff going on, it's like really distracting to a point that when it's time for you to get your body, what are you really going to do with it? Not what you want with it, but what you're going to do with it. Because you gotta make preparation, I figure, in your life. I mean, it's never about what we want. It's what we need. So in order to do that, you got to have an understanding of where it's coming in and what's going out. So that's the whole subject tonight. Are you with me, Carla? Hello?
Yes, sir, I'm with you. That was a little vague to an extent, and there's a lot of information as well. But, I mean, I guess the value of a dollar in the world of commerce, that's how we keep money flowing throughout the United States, domestically and internationally. The value of the U.S. dollar has decreased, but that's because we're not making good on our loans with other countries.
There you go.
However, when it comes to and that's mainly due to poor budgeting and poor financial decisions by the powers that be, or the leaders of this nation and or former leaders of this nation. However, sure. Financial readiness is something that everyone must prepare for. I mean, it's really no one's quote-unquote fault. It's not the fault of anyone else, but necessarily your own, in my opinion, and I'm a working man myself, that you have to prepare for your own possible financial woes, whether seen or unforeseen. And I heard what you said earlier. I mean, like, I'm not asking you personally, sir, but what is your nest egg? What is the value of a dollar to you? Like, what have people been putting aside? If you've been living paycheck to paycheck, then yeah, with the inflation that is taking place in this country, yes, it's going to be a lot more troublesome. However, when it comes to stuffing the money in the mattress, that metaphor you gave, that analogy, is more or less on the verge, when you're on the verge of a recession, or excuse me, a depression, right on the cusp of becoming a depression, yeah, that's when it's time to start taking money out of banks, and because the value of the dollar becomes that low, and rich people do that. A lot of people don't have the financial knowledge of what it takes to build wealth, and that's most people's own fault.
Well, yeah, this is true too, but, you know, big brother, I feel like this. I'm tired of watching George Bailey to remind me how wonderful life is. If we don't take the initiative and the bull by the horns, we'll just keep existing. We won't live. But you got to understand the rules of the game before you can play it. So me, myself, personally, all I do is make preparation for, you know, Murphy's Law. If it can't go wrong, it will go wrong. That's all I'm concerned about. I mean, I never hit the lottery. I didn't inherit no wealth. So at the same time, I got to do like Little League, and I'm going to reemphasize that word again, get one in cover. You know what I mean? Because the thing is, I need to have an understanding and a knowledge of what I'm getting one in covering for and how can I do it. Because right now, and like I said, excuse me again, people can hate Trump all they want. I've never seen a guy to bring an interest rate to almost down to the VA loan. 2%. And you try to go out and try to buy a house now at 8%, you got 30 years to pay on that obligation now. So now you've been paying for that house four times more Because 8% is like a real whopping interest rate, man, on anything you pay for. So that's where I'm just trying to get enlightened. And brothers like you, I appreciate you calling because you can give it to me from another side. You know, because I'm trying to figure out how to navigate through this tunnel with no flashlight. You know.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
I'm processing what you're saying, and I get it. Just to touch on some of the metaphors that you gave, I mean, when it comes to knowledge, that's self-seeking. I've heard a catch-22 before. I don't know how accurate it was, but it was said that if you never wanted a black person, put it in a book. I cannot cite exactly who said that. Excuse me?
Yeah.
I cannot cite exactly who said that, but and I would love to call back because I just stumbled upon this to let you know. But I believe that. I mean, the knowledge is there, but you must seek for yourself. All right? And there are plenty of books. You have and I'm not talking about a get-rich-quick scheme, whatever you have to. Money does not grow on trees. That catch 22. That negates some of those metaphors that you gave. Whereas if you studied these things, the Dave Ramsey's, you know, Total Money Makeover, you know, if you look to be, if you read between the lines, if you do that research, you do that legwork, then you can see, I mean, the interest rates on homes and auto loans, the interest rates period in the U.S. alone, there was a trend. You know, just like stockbrokers on Walmart, right? They wouldn't be in business to this day if there was not a trend. You have to read that. You have to seek that out. You have to understand that. And that's what prepares you from buying a house at 8 or 9 or 12%, depending on your credit score, versus, you know, the 1, the 3s, and the 2s. I mean, I have a 3.75 interest rate on my home, right? And I had the opportunity to get it reduced to 1%, to 2% flat, and I wanted it at 1%. I would have loved to have had it less than that, but it was unfortunate, and that was my shortcoming, sir. So you just have to – it's a gamble. It's just like taking your money to the casino, right? It's built for the house to win.
Of course. It's like really playing Monopoly, or we're dealing with a bunch of magicians. Like I said, they're basically taking nothing and making something out of them. Because, like I said, and even when you do pay the house off, you still don't own it because the tax man, like George Harrison said, the tax man owned it. So basically, it's just, like I said, they're telling you everything, but they're not showing you anything, bro. And that's basically it. Because this is what they want. When you go to a bank, let me ask you a question, big brother. And I really appreciate you calling in because you know what? I like this tennis game we play. We're going back and forth, and it's very informative and enlightening for me. Let me ask you this question, and I need your honest opinion.
Sure.
Outside of a car loan, what's the only other product a bank has to offer?
More than a few. You have home loans, you have equity loans, you have which includes boats, high property or high dollar valued entities. You have the loans for the temporary vacation properties. What is that? Timeshare loans. You have all kinds of things that are actually some of those things, more than others, have actual bigger tax write-offs. But
yeah,
you had made that statement earlier. You made that statement earlier, sir, when you said it's like a tennis match. I beg to differ because, I mean, the knowledge is there, but you have to seek it. When people make terrible mistakes all the time. And all accidents can be avoided. However, incidents do happen, right? So when you have situations where it's you're putting or investing your money into the wrong endeavors. So
true.
That's how you lose, unfortunately. And people have knowledge. People that rich people don't want poor to be richer. All right, that's the layman's terms of capitalism. So you have to work within the confines to outsmart people, but you have to go get the knowledge, sir. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I know. That's why I'm enlightened at this show tonight, because that's what I wanted to do. It's nothing more to understand that the only main product that a bank has to offer is a house, because they put the stereotype and the stigma behind it that that's the American dream. No. The thing is this. We need something more than that, because just because we don't have, we can't get it. And at the same time, like you said, bad investments, I'm not buying a subway system in North Dakota, too. But on the other hand, I have to make sound choices and decisions of what I'm going to do with my money, because it's not about my wants, it's about my needs. You know, that's why they'll ever talk to me when I'm getting my hair cut, because some of the biggest bad mistakes I ever made was a haircut. So, you know, basically, you know, I have to really be sound and really do my due diligence and do my homework, not my research on anything, because, you know, it's like anything else with me personally. Once you know that the homework is done, it's complete, you can just let it fall where it may. I don't like to have no skepticism or none of that, because remember, this is the one-shot deal about living this life. We're going to make some mistakes, yeah, but at the same time, long as we can do like Dwayne Wade and bounce back up once we get slammed to the ground, that's what makes the journey even more better. It's never the trip. It's always the journey, though. And that's how I feel. That's why I brought the subject up tonight, because, hey, I want to be conscious and aware, and at the same time, I love people to tell me how they feel, you know, and what's the real key. Because like you said, knowledge is the key, and it's the answer within itself. You know, it's not going to come to you. You know, believe me, man, everything I really learned as far as financial commerce and all that, I guess it wasn't meant to be taught in school. You know, I learned about car buying when I was a kid. I wasn't even driving. And the coolest guy in the neighborhood came by with a car and said, man, all you got to do is start you open a little jewelry account or get you some furniture and just pay on it. And once you pay on it, it shows that you did something, they give you a chance and you can buy it again. You know, then you can get that car. That was back in late 70s, early 80s, when I was a kid. Well, he was saying that, but I didn't learn about the interest part of it until I got older. Because, oh, yeah, they give you a car if you put $1,500 down, but the interest rate, if it's over 20%, then they got you
passed. Sir, excuse me, let me stop you, moderator. What I would like for people to understand is financial wellness and safety, all right? You do not, believe it or not, sir, I don't know your background or your level of education, or no pun intended, no offense. However, you do not need credit, all right? That's the way for people who invest in companies, share what they're called shareholders.
That's how they make money, right?
So if you need $5, and in order for you to get that $5, you have to pay 12 of it back, who wants to do that? If you save, you can buy flat out and get a better rate, sir. You could get it at a cheaper price, all right, because cash is more than anything. But when it comes to the statement you made, and I was a little confused with the Dwayne Wade thing, you just have to have knowledge, sir.
Yeah, I understand that too. But at the same time, you have knowledge. You know, you got see. You call them metaphors, because I'm finna get ready to get out of here. Well, I call them Southern quips. I got them from my mama. But hey, I want to thank you for calling, and please call to the next show. And have a good one.
All right, we'll do. Thank you. You too.
Okay. Thanks for calling.
Hey, I thank you for the privilege of your time, sir.
Anytime, man. Just call back. I like that.